Good afternoon, everyone. This is Susan Bussey, Senior Vice President of Housing. This is a Summit Wulk update. With me today is Jen Willis, Director of the Summit, and Jean Trotta, Executive Director of Dining for the Summit and Wulk Manor. I'm going to start out with just a general Summit Wulk update. Just a reminder regarding visitors. Either side, Summit or Wulk, when you're visiting, we do expect everyone to come in with a face mask, but we will be asking you to wear a face shield during visits as well. It's really important to protect our residents, and we feel that the face shields are making a difference in protecting our residents, so please be prepared to wear a shield. If you don't have a shield, we have shields available to you. We sanitize them in between use. So if you have any questions about shields, let us know. For visits, so either side, Wulk or Summit, visits need to be scheduled just so that, you know, we know how many people are in the building at the same time. Actually, for Wulk Manor, we have restrictions on how many visitors can be in the building at the same time. So we do need to schedule the visits. Visitors need to observe social distancing for the protection of our residents. So we have had outdoor visiting up to now. We still have a tent available for visiting at Wulk outside, and we'll continue that as long as we can. But when it comes to indoor, we're going to make sure we're really adhering to the social distancing, and we have our visitation set up for that as well as for social distancing. And then we are still unable to open the hair salon. And I mentioned that because Summit and Wulk are both affected by this. The Department of Health has not allowed us to have the salon staff come back because they're considered visitors, and we can't have any visitors in our building except for in specific areas for family members. So unfortunately, that has to wait. And we are looking forward to the day that we can open up the salon, but right now is not the time. Let's see, for the Summit, visitation for the Summit, I've had several questions on this. So we are continuing with 2-hour visits once a day for each resident. So you would schedule with the concierge, the Summit concierge, your 2-hour visit. And we, you know, we are also unable to have family members stay overnight into residence apartments. In the past, you know, family members would visit from out of town. They'd be able to stay with their loved ones. And at this point, we can't accommodate that right now, but we definitely can accommodate family visits. And also, residents are welcome to go out with their family members too. I mean, you can definitely leave the campus if they'd like, but I just wanted to make sure everyone was aware that, you know, that the visitation is still the 2 hours for the Summit. Activities for the Summit. So, you know, we've had a lot of changes in our activities since, you know, the beginning of COVID. We are providing programming, limited programming for activities. We've been providing them, both indoor and outdoor activities. Over the summer, we had a lot of outdoor social hours, and we even had some concerts outside. We're slowly bringing back some activities that are inside, like our jewelry making class, which is super popular. That's been happening recently inside the Summit. We've had pet therapy inside the Summit. We've had some entertainers with our plexiglass barriers between our residents. So we are working on increasing our activities, and that will continue as time goes forward. Next, an update on our fitness center. So our fitness center closed at the beginning of COVID. It is now open for swimming for a limited amount of people, but I'm going to let Jen Willis give you more detail on the fitness center. Jen?
Hello,
We are in the final stages of installing additional hand sanitizer stations and rearranging the fitness center to safely open it as residents can use the machine and equipment appropriately, socially distancing. We do anticipate opening the fitness center sometime later this week, and I will be sending out a memo with the opening date and just the guidelines of the fitness center. We will be having limited hours for the fitness center, and that will also be stated in the memo. For large group classes, we have been offering Zumba Gold and yoga with Margette and meditation with Margette. In addition to that, we are working with the JCC to provide silver sneakers 2 days a week, in addition to one Zumba Gold and continuing the meditation and yoga with Margette. We also are working with the JCC, who will provide us a fitness trainer to work with our residents in smaller groups each week. So more details to come as those plans get finalized. All right, next up is Jean Trotta to give us an update on dining.
Jean. Good afternoon, everyone. As you know, we've opened up the dining rooms in late June. And now we have, you know, complied by all the regulations of New York State. And now we feel that it's time to start getting our staff trained again on proper service. Well, that's a challenge because you're not supposed to have large groups together. So how do we do that? So we're looking at how we virtually train and some hands-on training. So we have tapes and different videos that we'll be sending out with tests to them. And we right now communicate a lot of virtually with them with their scheduling and updates on COVID. And we're gonna be using that service for not only our wait staff, but also our cooks. So right now it's about training, getting back to the basics, getting, you know, the proper temperatures, how to read recipes, all those things we'd like to do on a regular basis, every 6 months. We like to put all our staff through a training. As you know, some of these outside classes we used to use, like Serve Safe and all these other classes that we did, don't exist right now during COVID. So we're going to have to bring it in-house and think about how do we get everybody trained and up to date on everything. So that's a big push for us. Also with that, we have now going to change our uniforms and how we use the uniforms. We are going to be renting our uniforms for our wait staff. And what that means is we used to buy and they would launder them themselves. What we find is that not always up to standards that we would like to see. So every day a wait staff would come in and get a clean, fresh, pressed uniform every day. And it would always look presentable in the dining room. So we're really getting back to the basics and making sure, you know, where we were before COVID and now during COVID, we're right up to snuff of what the standards of what JSL should be. All right. The dining room is kind of a sterile operation right now, constant cleaning, sanitizing, but how do we make it fun again? So we looked at some changes in the grill, and we're going to be adding a breakfast for our independent residents, something we've never done before, a hot breakfast. And we're hoping to do that one day a week and kind of do like a Jay's Diner type concept and have a lot of fun with that. We're looking at doing dining bingo, where we do a bingo game every night and give out prizes just to keep some fun to the dining room. Themed dinners, we're working on some themed dinners, and we're going to do some pop-up snacks in Wolk and in Summit to like a hot dog cart, ice cream cart, pizza cart, just to keep things fun and keep people engaged and keep everybody nourished. We're constantly looking at how to improve the operation. I think we've done well in the transition, but now it's time to keep on going forward, motivate the staff, and you know, keep the standards that we need to be. Thank you very much.
Okay, Susan's back here. So I am going to talk a little bit about the Summit patio. So construction on the Summit patio began in late August, It is well underway right now and projected to be completed in mid-November. So some of the highlights of the summit patio include, we'll have an outdoor space that will accommodate up to 30 plus residents for dining, a large fire pit, and a lounge style seating area. So, you know, residents can relax and enjoy the fire and maybe dine. We'll have a green space for outdoor fitness classes, and we'll also have an outdoor kitchen with a pizza oven. So the construction is on schedule. It's scheduled to be completed by mid-November. Residents have a beautiful view of the construction because our main dining room overlooks that area. So they've been watching it, and we've been having parties and patio parties to watch the construction. But it's going well, and we're looking forward to using that space probably sometime in the spring. I'm going to move on to Wolk Manor, a family member visitation. I know I've been getting a lot of questions about this, so I just wanted to make sure I clarified. So when family members come to visit Wolk Manor, residents need to check in at the Wolk Manor reception area so they can get screening. So that would be having their temperature taken, answering a few questions that we will have ready for them, and then wearing a mask and a face shield. Visitation will occur between the hours of 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. We will be closing the visitation during lunchtime. That's 11:30 a.m. through 1 o'clock p.m. because we have two seatings for dining now, because we have to, you know, we have to operate at 50% capacity in our dining rooms. So it's really going to be difficult for us to do anything but serve our residents during that time frame. So after 1 p.m., we'll restart the visitation until 4 p.m. Indoor visitation is limited to two visitors at one time. So the visitors could be two adults, it could be an adult and a child, but just two at a time. The visitors are going to be required to comply with social distancing, and visitors will not be allowed in resident apartments at this time. So we are only visiting, and we're set up to visit in just the living room, which is a really easy access. So visitors can walk right in, check in with the receptionist, and then just a few feet away is the visiting area. So that makes it safer for everybody, for our residents and for family members. The same goes, similar situation for the lodge. So the lodge has a visitation living room as well that is social distanced. We only accommodate one visitor or two visitors, but one family group at a time, and that will be scheduled as well, similar fashion to Wolk Manor. And let's see. That is the end of the Wolk Manor update. I just want to say before I close that the staff here at the Summit and Wolk are very, very much focused on having the best possible experience and activities and just daily life living and great experiences each day. And we just want to make sure all the family members know that we really care about our residents. We want them to be happy. We want them to be connected with you. And we will continue to do everything possible to make that happen because we know how important our residents are to you. So if you have any questions, please let me know. Thank you. Have a good day.